We spend around a third of our lives in the land of Nod. No matter how hard we try, we simply can't live without sleep. And we're not the only ones. From bats who rack up 20 hours a day, to elephants who get by with just two, all animals need their slumber. But what's it for? What's going on in our brains while we're out of it? And why can't we stay awake indefinitely? One thing is clear. If we miss out on sleep, our ability to perform even simple everyday tasks suffers badly. That goes for animals as well as humans. Take these honeybees. This one is doing a waggle dance, a sort of insect version of charades that tells other bees where to find food. This one has been kept awake all night. Unsurprisingly, its moves are less precise, and as a result, it's giving bad directions. And it's the same for us. Miss a night's sleep, and dancing, or charades, becomes way more difficult. Even animals that spend weeks or months flying continuously can't go completely without sleep. To prove this, researchers put wearable brainwave recorders on great frigate birds, which can fly for about 2 months at a time. They found that the birds napped in bursts of about 12 seconds, adding up to 41 minutes a day. For most of that time, only one half of their brain would be asleep, while the other half stayed awake. To a lesser extent, humans can do this too. When we're sleeping in an unfamiliar place, the left side of the brain doesn't sleep as deeply as the right side, perhaps so that we can stay a bit more vigilant to potential dangers. That might explain why you don't feel so rested after the first night away from home. There is one group of animals we know of that can go for long periods without sleep. Baby dolphins and killer whales and their mothers are continuously active for about a month after birth. Over a few months, they gradually increase the amount of time they spend resting, but they don't seem to suffer any ill effects from going for so long without sleep. In general though, all animals need to sleep, even the ones that don't have a brain. Jellyfish, which have a simple diffuse nervous system, have been found to enter a sleep-like state at night, and become dozy if their rest is interrupted, a bit like us. So birds do it, bees do it, even jellyfish and fleas do it. But although sleep seems to be common to all animals, we still don't really know what it's for. Many attempts to explain sleep suggest it's important for repair or maintenance of the brain. One version of this idea says that while we're awake, we deplete supplies of large molecules essential to the operation of the brain, like protein, RNA, and cholesterol, and that these are replenished while we sleep. It has been found in animals that production of these molecules increases during sleep, but it hasn't been shown that they actually control sleep. Another school of thought supposes that sleep isn't just a maintenance thing, it must have some unique active function. Perhaps the best known idea is that sleep helps us consolidate memories, moving the important details into long-term storage. Many experiments have shown that memories are stronger if sleep takes place between learning and recall, which is important to remember if you're studying. While we're snoozing, we cycle through different stages of sleep, and it's likely that each stage has a different function. The first few cycles in a night are when we get deep sleep, which seems to be important for brain maintenance. Later cycles include more REM sleep, which stands for rapid eye movement. In this stage, the brain goes into a hyper-creative state, and this is when we have our most vivid and often bizarre dreams. It's been suggested that REM sleep functions as a kind of overnight therapy, stripping out the emotions from traumatic memories. It's also thought to be important for learning. But on the other hand, some antidepressants suppress REM sleep, and they don't seem to affect people's ability to remember things that they've learned. You can read lots more amazing science stories in New Scientist magazine. Get 20% off a subscription by clicking on the link below. Whatever the reason for sleep, it's undoubtedly important for your well-being. Not getting enough can affect your mood, your decision-making, and your immune system. Inadequate sleep is also a risk factor for obesity, type 2 diabetes, and a host of mental and neurological conditions, such as Alzheimer's, depression, and schizophrenia. You've probably heard that you should get 8 hours a day. The ideal amount varies from person to person, but 7 hours is probably plenty for most people. If you worry you're not getting enough, here are a few tips that may help. 1. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. 2. Make sure your room is cool, around 18.5 degrees Celsius. Your body temperature drops at night, and this is thought to facilitate mechanisms that repair tired muscles and brain tissue. But if it's too cold, that can make it hard to drop off as well. 3. Dim the lights before bed. Light suppresses the production of melatonin, a hormone that makes us feel sleepy. Blue light, which is produced a lot by screens, is particularly bad, so avoid phones and laptops before bed. 4. Stay off the booze. Alcohol is a sedative, and sedation is not sleep. Even a drink in the early evening can affect your sleep in the second half of the night. Likewise, caffeine should be avoided after 1 p.m. We all know what it's like to be the badly dancing bee, robbed of our slumber, unable to function as we're supposed to. On top of that, we're discovering that bad sleep can predispose us to serious health problems in the long run, including Alzheimer's disease. That's a scary thought, but it gives us another incentive if we need one to prioritize sleep. It might just help your brain stay healthy a little longer. Sweet dreams.